And it's time for the business news now with Nicholas Poynton, who is down in our Wellington studio. Nicholas, so another bank has kind of sort of reimposed LVRs?
Yeah, on top of all the news we've been hearing today about housing policy and, you know, an overheated housing market, the BNZ Bank has joined the likes of ANZ and ASB, who over the past weeks have reintroduced lending restrictions that specifically target property investors. And we also can't forget the Westpac Bank. Early this year, when the RBNZ did look to scrap those LVR restrictions, Westpac actually never dropped them. So like the others, though, BNZ will require a minimum deposit of 30% from property investors. The bank did put out a very brief statement today, and it says that given the importance of ensuring home ownership remains within reach for New Zealanders and that residential property prices remain stable, they say that they believe this is the right thing to do to move back to their pre-COVID loan-to-value settings. And look, this is pretty much what everyone else has been saying who have reimposed the same restrictions. And so for the RBNZ, they are expected to begin consulting with all the major retail banks about reintroducing those LVRs for all home buyers next month with a view to reimposing them early next year. But we now have a situation where four of the five major banks have already jumped the gun and reinstated them, albeit, you know, targeting property investors. So right now, Kiwi Bank is the lone bank who hasn't imposed restrictions that specifically target property investors.
Interesting. Okay, you've got a half-year result for us. This is from a retirement village operator, and it's taken a bit of a hit too due to COVID-19?
Yeah, look, this is sort of been a bit of a trend we've seen here across all the retirement village operators. Today we got the result, the half year result from the Arvida Group, and it shows that while its revenue did increase over the first 6 months of its financial year, it didn't keep up with its rising costs as a result of COVID-19. The company, they did report a net profit which was down by about 7% on the same period last year, down to $41.8 million. This group, they had to spend about an extra $5 million in unplanned spending on to bolster its security, increase the pay of frontline staff, and also spend a lot more on PPE. But look, Lisa, I thought this might interest you, that this company, it claimed about $400,000 from the wage subsidy scheme. That was to pay its cafe and construction workers who were pretty much inactive during the lockdowns. But the company has announced that it's also going to pay a first half dividend to its shareholders. So once again, we have a company that's taken public money, albeit a very small amount in this case, but they are proceeding to pay a dividend to its investors. And I was told that this company, they haven't ruled out paying money back to the scheme. It's on the it's not off the table, is what they said to me. But look, that's all I'll say for now. If people want to hear more about Arvida and their plans around the wage subsidy, they should tune into Morning Report tomorrow. We'll have more on this story.
They should also text us if they've got a view on whether that money should be paid back. 2101. So they're paying a dividend, but they also take the wage subsidy. Should they pay it back? Hey, what numbers do you have for us from the market, Nicholas?
Yeah, the NZX Top 50, it closed up about 51.6 points to 12,553. Our dollar remains very strong against all the currencies we measure it against. It's at 69.6 US cents, 95.2 Australian and 52.2 British pence. And Arvida, just because I mentioned them before, its share price was down by about 4% or 7 cents to $1.73 per share.
Thanks, Nicholas. Nicholas Poynton with our business news, beaming in live from our Wellington studio.